This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Mexicans consume more carbonated drinks per person than any other nation in the world. Bet you thought America was first on that score. Well, experts estimate that the average Mexican consumes about 36 gallons of fizzy stuff every year. That's 40% more than the average American. Many believe that this obsession is contributing to the nation's skyrocketing rates of childhood obesity and diabetes. In fact, Mexico recently introduced a tax on sugary drinks, but some are wondering if it's actually working. What's being done to stop what looks an awful lot like an epidemic? Joining us now is the BBC's Mexico and Central American correspondent, Katie Watson, who's been writing about this subject for a new series, The Truth About Diabetes. So let's start by looking at the obsession itself. What is it about Mexico and fizzy drinks?
Everywhere you go to a taco stand on the corner of the street, everybody always has a fizzy drink. And it was most pronounced when I went to the Yucatan Peninsula, so just a few hours from Cancun. There you see small corner shops with red and white. And I asked, in fact, I said to people, you know, are we talking Coca-Cola? Are we talking fizzy drinks? And everybody was like, no, this is Coca-Cola. They dominate the market. So everybody likes to have their Coca-Cola for pretty much every meal by the looks of it.
But something that you were mentioning in the article that I found fascinating was that a lot of parents, there's a cultural thing about chubby kids that it sort of connotes this idea that they're well fed. And in a way, consumption of sugary drinks kind of adds to that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have said, oh, well, maybe, you know, this obsession with fizzy drinks starts with the fact that there isn't, you know, good water, so people feel that it's actually safer to have a drink. But I don't think that's necessarily true. I spoke to some of the doctors who said, you know, it's a cultural thing. And it comes down to money. You know, if you can afford a nice drink that's not water, then you're obviously doing something right, if you like. And I think that was one of the big problems. It's seen as an aspirational thing. And I think going back to what mothers liking chubby kids, it's also men liking curvy women. I mean, I was talking to one nutritionist who said, you know, to talk about somebody being curvy is a good thing, but it's not necessarily a healthy attitude.
Well, yeah, no, indeed, especially when you look at the rise of diabetes in Mexico. There was a sugar tax that went into effect. I mentioned it just a moment ago. Why has that not seemed to take hold, or has it?
It has taken hold. There were figures that came out from the National Institute of Nutrition and from North Carolina that showed that in the first year that overall consumption fell by about 6%. It started off slowly, and towards the latter part of the first year, which was 2014, by about, you know, December, we were looking at 12% in falling in consumption. But then you speak to the drinks companies, the carbonated and bottled drinks organization, and they said that's not true, that actually their statistics showed it fell very little. And I think at the end of the day, whether or not that consumption's fallen, I think the end result really is, how does diabetes, you know, how is that affected? If diabetes doesn't go down, then the tax has failed. But at the end of the day, it's still very early days to see whether actually Mexico can fall down the list in terms of childhood obesity.
Katie Watson is the BBC's Mexico and Central American correspondent. She's been reporting on Mexico's obsession with fizzy drinks for the network's Truth About Diabetes series. You can find it online at bbc.com, of course. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thanks.